Hey, it's Brandon Kelly back with another podcast. Now, you might remember me from Goodnight Moon or Green Eggs and Ham, the latter of the few which happened to amass over 90 views since I first published in 2021. But we are not here today to read children's stories. No, I have something much better planned for you listeners today. Now, this might be a little gruesome for some, so I'm just going to go ahead and warn you right out of the gate. We're talking about murder. This is a podcast about the infamous case of Lizzie Borden. Pardon my cough, I've had it all day. I'm just going to go ahead and jump right into it and really kind of give you guys some background on the case. Lizzie Borden is a name that has become synonymous with one of the most notorious murder cases in American history. Born in 1860 in Fall River, Massachusetts, Lizzie was the youngest of three children born to Andrew and Sarah Borden. Her father was a wealthy businessman, and the family was well respected in their community. However, their comfortable life was shattered on August 4th, 1892, when Andrew and his second wife, Abby, were brutally murdered in their home. Lizzie quickly became a suspect in the murders, largely due to her behavior in the days following the killings. She gave conflicting stories to the police and was seen burning a dress shortly after the murders. Despite this, Lizzie was acquitted of the crimes after a highly publicized trial that lasted several months. The case remains unsolved to this day, and Lizzie's guilt or innocence continues to be a subject of debate among historians and true crime enthusiasts. The case of Lizzie Borden has captivated the public imagination for over a century and has been the subject of countless books, movies, and television shows. The gruesome nature of the murders, combined with the mystery surrounding their perpetrator, has made the case a staple of American true crime lore. Part of what makes the Lizzie Borden case so fascinating is the way it challenges our ideas of gender, class, and power in the late 19th century. Something really important to note is that a lot of male serial killers murder out of a bloodlust or aggression or a drive that causes them to kill, while a lot of female murderers and serial killers do so out of a sort of necessity. They find themselves looking for power or money or freedom from restriction. They usually kill out of utility. And that's kind of what makes this case different. Lizzie's alleged motive for the murders was that she was angry with her father for his control over her inheritance, and that she resented Abby for trying to insert herself into the family. This raises questions about the limited options available to women at the time, particularly in terms of financial independence. The fact that Lizzie was acquitted of the murders, despite the circumstantial evidence against her, also speaks to the influence that wealth and social status could have on the justice system. The Lizzie Borden case has also had a lasting impact on popular culture, inspiring countless works of literature, film, and television. The most famous of these is undoubtedly the children's rhyme, "Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41." The rhyme, which is often accompanied by a simple hand-clapping game, has become a macabre part of American folklore and speaks to the enduring fascination of the case. Despite the passage of time, the case of Lizzie Borden remains a compelling subject of study and discussion. The many questions surrounding the murders, who committed them, why they were committed, and how justice was served, continue to intrigue and captivate true crime enthusiasts and historians alike. Whether Lizzie was guilty or innocent, her story serves as a reminder of the complexities of the human psyche and the enduring power of a good mystery. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but I think it's clear to say without a doubt, Lizzie did it. Okay? I mean, this is cut and dry. I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, she had the motive, she had the weapon, she had that suspect activity surrounding the trial and the murders. I mean, I don't think it should come as a surprise to anyone that she was the number one suspect. And you know what? Some people would argue, can you really blame her? Now, it's not my place to say whether these murders were justified or not, but I can say that they weren't something that was done for probably a good reason. I do think that Lizzie may have found herself between a rock and a hard place, but was probably struggling with some issues of her own at the time. So I really can't say whether or not I can take a side in these murders, but what I can say is it makes for an awful fascinating podcast. So thank you for coming along with me on this gruesome journey. I hope my next podcast you'll all tune into. I don't know when that will be, but you know what? I think it'll be soon. Something tells me it will be. Again, thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.